Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activity. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Karen Murakami, in memory of Mr. Edward Murakami and Charles Ishida. Our speaker this morning is Ms. Linda Nagai, President of the Hawaii Federation of Buddhist Women's Association. Good morning, Ms. Nagai.
Good morning. I'm Linda Nagai, President of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii, Federation of Buddhist Women's Association. As I begin my message today, I would like to first extend a huge mahalo to Mo'ili'ili Honganji for sharing the joy of Namu Amida Butsu through the sponsorship of this White Way broadcast. Every 5 years, the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii selects a five-year theme, and every year, a new slogan is selected to expound on the five-year theme. Our current five-year theme is Building Healthy Sanghas. And as I look back and reflect on past slogans, which were Embracing Generosity and Openness, Nurturing Empathy and Respect, and Connecting with Others, I came to the realization that this year's slogan, Sharing Joy Together, is accumulation of all the previous year's slogans. I feel that we can build a healthy Sangha community by being open and generous with our thoughts and actions, being empathetic and respecting others' thoughts, beliefs, and actions. This will enable us to build a connection with others and share the joy of Amida's all-encompassing wisdom and compassion. Our BWA members have been supporting our temples and community, following in the footsteps of Shinran, Lady Eshini, Lady Kakushini, and Lady Takeko Kujo, sharing their joy of the Nembutsu together with their Sangha and community. And now I would like to share and reflect on a poem written by Reverend Hiromi Kawaji, a retired minister of Hawaii Kyodan, a dear friend, and my Dharma teacher. As I pondered and reflected on this poem, I felt that this poem reflects on how our BWA members have come to walk the path of the Nembutsu through their selfless workings, welcoming all with aloha to the circle of Amida's wisdom and compassion. The poem is entitled Thought-Provoking Narrow Path. Having stepped into the shadow, power of light becomes known. Smelling the sweet fragrance, formless breeze became form. Scattered petals dance around, intact just a second ago. Feeling now the sting of farewell, I noticed, with no prompting at all, a seed left to propagate, poignancy of life's flow. As poetry is an art, and as we all know, art is in the eye of the beholder and can be interpreted in various ways. This is my interpretation of the poem and how I feel that it reflects the selfless sharing of members of our BWA. Having stepped into the shadow of the Nembutsu, I realize that Amida's light is shining on me. As the sweet fragrance of Amida's wisdom and compassion surrounds me, I will plant the seed of joy together with others. In a few weeks, the BWA members, their families, and friends will soon be traveling to Kyoto to attend the 17th World Buddhist Women's Convention, However, this year is not only the convention that they will be attending, but also joining the members of the BWA are temple members and friends from throughout the state. The Hawaii group of 178 members will be attending a commemorative service celebrating the 850th birthday of our founder, Shinran Shonin, and the 800th anniversary of the founding of the Honganji. Attending the celebration and the convention will be an auspicious event. I say auspicious because we are gathering in Kyoto for not one, but for three very special events. And I feel that each event has a connection to each other, as I will explain. Shinran spent many years on Mount Hiei and discovered Amida and embraced the fragrance of Amida's primal vow in the form of Namo Amida Butsu. He then shared his joy of the Nimbutsu by sharing it with others, scattering the petals of Namo Amida Butsu. We know that life is so fleeting, and we also realize the impermanence of all living things. However, there is that seed, the Nimbutsu teaching, that Shinran left to guide us through our everyday lives. After Shinran was exiled to Echigo, he spent many years spreading the Nimbutsu teaching to people in the countryside. Although life was very difficult and trying at times, Lady Eshini, Shinran's wife, was always at his side, supporting him through rough times as he shared the Nimbutsu teaching to the people in the Kanto region of Japan, before returning to Kyoto, where he began writing to clarify his understanding of how Amida's vow worked in his life. Unfortunately, Lady Eshini wasn't able to spend much time in Kyoto with Shinran because she was needed back in Echigo to care for her family property. And so, Kakushini, Shinran and Eshini's youngest daughter, cared for Shinran through the time of his writing and until his passing. Remember, Shinran never had a temple. However, to preserve and ensure that Shinran's teaching and the spreading of the Nimbutsu would travel throughout the world, Lady Kakushini was instrumental in establishing the foundation from which the Jodo Shinshu teachings could be transmitted for many generations. Lady Takeko Kujo, the second daughter of our 21st Gomonshu, is recognized as the founder of the BWA. She was instrumental in creating what the BWA would stand for today. During the Russo-Japanese War of 1904-05, Lady Kujo and her sister-in-law co-founded the Buddhist Women's Association to promote public service. They sent care packages to soldiers at the front line and helped families who lost sons and husbands to the war. When the 1923 earthquake devastated Tokyo and its surrounding area, Lady Kujo sponsored many humanitarian efforts. She established a free clinic in Tokyo area. She worked tirelessly for years to help the poor and injured. Today, as members of the BWA and Honpa Honganji Sangha, we continue to follow in the footsteps of Shinran, Lady Eshini, Lady Kakushini, and Lady Kujo. Embraced by the all-encompassing wisdom and compassion of Amida, and guided by our Buddhist women's pledge to welcome all with aloha to the circle of Namo Amida Butsu, and share our joy of the Nimbutsu as we continue to support our temples and community, I recite the Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Nagai, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 23rd, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission, Hawaii. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Karen Murakami, and our speaker, Ms. Linda Nagai. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Steve Lowes of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Mission Green Honganji Initiative Committee. Namo Amida Mission.